Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
All right, welcome to Counterthink. Mike Adams, another episode here. This is really a content-packed episode. Today, I'm going to be focusing on a tactic that President Trump could pursue that would really go after the pharmaceutical industry and also crush the lying left-wing media and save lives at the same time. That strategy is huge, and he could do it with an executive order. Congress doesn't need to pass any laws whatsoever. So this strategy, yeah, I'm going to give you the full details of that here as we continue on Counterthink. And by the way, if you've missed the previous shows, every episode is broadcast after the fact, or I should say archived, at counterthink.com. All episodes of Counterthink are also available at the YouTube alternative free speech video community, Brighteon.com. That's Brighteon.com. But always, you know, always tune in to your local radio station or satellite channel or Infowars.com Sundays at 6 p.m. Central Time to catch the latest episode. Now, before we get into that main issue, and I've got a lot to cover today, I need to share with you a very, very important safety tip for those who carry concealed pistols. Now, as you may know, I've carried concealed for, let's see, since 1997 or 8. So I've carried concealed for more than 20 years. And over those 20 years, I've carried Glocks primarily, but in the last, I would say, 2 years, I've started carrying SIGs. And there's something very important that you need to know about this. Glocks have magazines where the retaining, the latch, or there's an indentation in the magazine that retains it in the gun. That, the Glock magazine itself is made out of polymer. Now the SIG magazines, or at least the SIGs that I use, the SIG P365 or the SIG P320, which is my current recommended firearm for concealed carry. What am I running right now? A SIG X Carry Compact. That's what I'm running right now with a Romeo red dot sight, and it is simply amazing. It's the best carry handgun I've ever seen. And it's super accurate. It's like spooky accurate, way more accurate for me than shooting Glocks. I get about a 3-inch group at 20 feet with a SIG pistol. So, you know, pretty happy with that for a handgun. But the important thing is that because the magazines are metal, they are more able to stay in the gun. I found that if you carry a Glock for a long period of time, the magazine itself will get worn away in that little indentation that keeps the magazine retained. And there was a time that I had to pull my Glock. I think it was a Glock 17 that I was carrying at the time. I had to pull my Glock and I had to fire. I had to shoot. And when I shot the first round, I swear to you, that magazine dropped out of that pistol. It literally dropped out, leaving me with no magazine and no round in the chamber. So get this. I'm carrying a Glock 17 with a round in the pipe and a fully loaded magazine. I'm forced to pull the gun and shoot it. And on that first shot, that magazine drops out of that gun. Obviously, I freaked out. Of course, I always carry at least another spare magazine, so I simply reloaded. But if you're in a gunfight, that can get you killed. So I took my laboratory microscope to look at what the hell, what's going on with this gun magazine? Why would a magazine drop out of a Glock after the first round? And it turns out that I had carried that gun and that magazine for so long that the polymer had worn away on that indentation that keeps that gun, that keeps the magazine in the gun, and the magazine dropped out. But SIG magazines are made of metal and are a lot less likely to be worn away. So that is a very important bit of advice for you there. I'll have much more straight ahead as we continue on Counterthink. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, we're back on Counterthink. Thanks for continuing with me. Just to summarize the last segment, because I didn't quite get a chance to say it all. You know, if you're going to carry a gun, and again, I've carried for over 20 years, make sure the magazine is metal. Because the polymer magazines, when, like in a Glock, the magazine is polymer, and the retaining mag release part in the Glock is also polymer, so you've got polymer rubbing on polymer, and they will wear each other out, and that magazine will drop out of that gun when you need it, because it happened to me. You know, I looked at it under a microscope at the lab. I have a $40,000 high-end digital microscope that can look. It's like 200 times magnification. It blows it up on a big screen, and you can look at small parts that way. And I do that. I do that at the lab to look at small instrument parts like sample cones and things like that to determine if they're usable or they need to be cleaned, things like that. But I also use it to look at gun parts to try to understand abrasion and wear resistance and things like that. And that convinced me that if you're going to carry a gun, you should carry a gun that has a metal magazine. In other words, if you look at the magazine, it's got to be metal. And where that indentation is in the magazine that allows it to be retained in the frame of the pistol, that's got to be a metal magazine section there. Or like with the SIG P320, the whole magazine is metal. So today I carry the SIG P320, with the Romeo red dot sight, by the way. And I'm never going back to Glock for the reasons I mentioned. Anyway, okay, enough on that. I just wanted to mention, you know, safety issue. I know a lot. I recommended Glocks for many years, and I just, you know what? The SIGs are just better. They're just easier to maintain, easier to disassemble, and way more accurate. By the way, at least the way I shoot, they're way more accurate. All right. So getting to the main topic that we have here today, there is a strategy that the president could employ right now that would really hammer the pharmaceutical industry, which is, by the way, 80% Democrats. So Big Pharma is run by Democrats, just like the tech giants. It's all run by Democrats. It's all evil left-wing people. They want to drug your children. They want to murder your children. They want to carry out infanticide. But if you don't kill your kid, they want to make sure they drug your kid and make money off of this mass drugging, is psychiatric drugs, antidepressants for infants, and everything else. It's all evil. Of course, The pharmaceutical industry runs the media or influences the media, because about 70% of the ad revenues for the left-wing media come from Big Pharma. Yes, they're all pushing diseases and pushing their toxic pills and making sure everybody's drugged into a zombie state. Well, did you know that almost everywhere around the world, advertising drugs to the public is illegal? In almost every country, it's illegal. And it was illegal in the United States until about 20 years ago, 1997, 1998 time frame. At that time, the FDA legalized what's called DTC advertising, or direct-to-consumer advertising. And it was from that day, and that decision, which was made under Bill Clinton, that the drug industry began to just dominate the media and put out all these ads like, are you feeling depressed? You know, did you lose a friend? Did you have a bad day? You need our chemicals, or your brain isn't normal. and all of this. Like, you're not born as a normal human being. You need to be inundated with synthetic pharmaceuticals to be a normal person. And they've been pushing that ever since. And they just make up fake diseases. Like, do you have restless leg syndrome? You know, they're just making it up. One thing after another. And then their drugs, of course, cause more conditions and diseases that require other drugs. Like, you know, if you take drugs for diabetes, it's going to, you know, give you immune suppression and then liver damage. And then you need liver drugs, and then they cause cancer. And then you need cancer drugs, which causes, you know, brain damage. And then you need Alzheimer's drugs. And it just goes on and on and on. The whole thing is a racket. It's a giant scam. But because there's so much money in it, they control the media. They control the med schools. They control the doctors. The doctors are mostly just glorified drug vending machines that are taking bribes to push drugs. That's it. But here's something Trump could do. Trump could order the FDA to rescind the legalization of direct-to-consumer advertising. He could order the FDA. He could issue an executive order or just call in the head of the FDA and say, look, it's time to reverse this bad decision. We've got too many drugs in America. We've got too many people depending on medication instead of just eating healthier foods or avoiding toxins or engaging in some fitness, you know, things that you could do to be healthy without taking medications. And he could also argue, this is bankrupting every pension in America. This is bankrupting every city, every state. It's bankrupting Medicare and Medicaid. We cannot afford to pay almost a quarter of the GDP to the drug companies, which is what it has almost reached now, or in terms of healthcare costs. It's over 20%. Of the GDP. So think about it. At least one out of every $5 in America goes to, you know, the so-called healthcare industry, which is mostly drug companies. And what are they selling you? Toxic chemicals and fake diseases. They're engaged in what's called disease mongering, where they make up fake diseases and then they say you have to take their drugs to be normal. So by doing this, by blocking direct-to-consumer advertising, Trump could not only reel in the dangerous drug companies, he could also strike a massive blow to the revenue of the left-wing media giants, the fake news establishment. So imagine if CNN lost 70% of its revenue. Imagine if MSNBC lost 70%, or New York Times, Washington Post, on and on. That's what would happen. And it's the radical left that has been committing economic sabotage against conservative channels all over YouTube and across the internet, blocking people's advertisers and blacklisting them from advertisers and so on. The left started the economic sabotage war. Well, it's time to cut them off at the knees in terms of pharma ad revenue that is pumping up the lying left-wing media. And this is how it could be done. And as a side effect, benefit, it would save lives, because DTC advertising, you know, convincing end users that they need a drug, is a dishonest, unethical, quack medicine type of practice anyway. End user consumers are not qualified to know that they need a specific drug, but all the ads say, basically, go pester your doctor and tell him you want this prescription. And the ads lie to you anyway. The ads depict like these incredibly healthy people doing Tai Chi and yoga and smiling and having a great time that are on these drugs, right? That's what the ads show. In reality, the people on those drugs are, you know, sedentary, obese, have skin problems, cognitive disorders, can't remember anything. They're breaking down because of all the liver damage and brain damage and heart damage and kidney damage that's caused by these drugs. The people who take those products are the unhealthiest looking people in the world. But the ads depict healthy people, almost like natural living people taking those drugs. So the ads are deceptive. This is deceptive advertising. Trump could even order the FTC to crack down on it. But anyway, look, only a doctor can technically diagnose you and prescribe a drug. So why are drug companies advertising to end users? It doesn't make any sense. Trump needs to stop that practice, and he could issue an executive order. He could make that happen, and he could cut off this revenue of the lying left-wing media. At the same time, he's saving lives from the toxic effects of mass medication. And don't we need a country where we have fewer people medicated? Aren't you tired of driving around on the road and having to dodge mass medicated drivers? You think driving while drunk is bad? What about all the driving while medicated? Driving under the influence of psychiatric and psychotropic drugs and painkillers, by the way, you know, opioids and so on. That is a bigger problem than drunk drivers today. It's a driving while medicated people. But also people vote while medicated. People have lost their minds in this country, and some of them are like walking dead zombies, sleepwalking on Ambien drugs and everything. Yet these people vote, and this is a danger to our society. So stay with us here on Counterthink. We'll be right back after this break with much more straight ahead.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
In this segment of Counterthink, we're going to tackle the issue of reparations, because Kamala Harris and, Elizabeth Warren are both saying they support race-based reparations, which, you know, on the surface, it sounds simple. They're saying, well, we're gonna take money from the white people and give the money to black people. This is basically what they're saying. But of course, it gets complicated if you're interested in facts. So we could start with one basic fact, like no one living in America today has ever owned slaves. And no one living in America today has ever been a slave. I mean, okay, there might be somebody who was kidnapped by some weird serial dungeon slave master or whatever, you know, some psycho criminal. I'm talking about an institution of slavery. Nobody living in America today, you know, worked on cotton plantations, and nobody ran a slave farm factory in America today. All those people are long dead. So the first question that comes up is, should people who are alive today be held accountable for the sins of their ancestors? Because if the answer to that is yes, then you have to start going back through the history of human civilization. Did you have a great, 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 great grandfather who raped somebody or was a murderer? Or did you have a great, 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 great grandmother who murdered somebody or who abused children? You know, how far back do you go, and which crimes do you consider, and how do you then hold modern day living people accountable for all the crimes of all the people in the past, people that they didn't control? You didn't control your great, 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 great grandfather, whatever. And then what about all the good things that your ancestors did? Did you have, you know, 5, 7, 10 generations ago, did you have somebody who was a wonderful preacher who helped save lives? Did you have somebody who fought for civil rights even just a couple of generations ago? Somebody in your family, maybe a white person who supported the civil rights movement of the 1960s, because, you know, it was Republicans that passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Did you know that? And it was Abraham Lincoln, a Republican, who freed the slaves. So there were lots and lots of so-called white people who were fighting to end slavery. And there were many, many white people who fought in the Civil War to end slavery there as well. So how do you run this formula? You know, you get into Elizabeth Warren kind of genetic logic. I have 1/1024th of my ancestors were bad racists, and then 1/768th, though, which is a larger number, helped fight for, you know, the Underground Railroad to protect black people from slave owners. And then, you know, 1/512th of my genetic ancestry is people who were lovely fishermen, but they polluted the ocean because they dumped fish processing waste into the Atlantic. Oh, gosh, you're going to be fined for that. You know, your ancestors did that. How do you do the math on this? How do you account for all of the actions of all of your ancestors and then bring those down to today, especially given that most people who consider themselves to be, quote, black people actually have white ancestry? I mean, there's almost nobody living in America today who is purely African. This is not very many people. Most of the people who identify as black are, in essence, some combination of a little bit of European, a little bit of American Indian, perhaps, a little bit of maybe Asian. You know, some Jamaican, some African, some Middle Eastern, and so on. It's this mixture. And this America is known for this. We are this mixture. Like even I'm some percentage, you know, Native American blood, if you want to say that, in my family, and some percentage French and Irish and European and so on. So how do you do the math of who is to blame? You see, it's untenable. You can't do the math. It's impossible to go back through everyone's ancestry and start assigning a percentage of victimhood, which is essentially what reparations is all about, to assign a percentage of victimhood to people who are, you know, dark-skinned today. What about black people who are very successful today? What about people, sports figures who are millionaires, you know, Charles Barkley, for example? Or what about successful, you know, Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court? Should Clarence Thomas get a payout of $1 million because he's black? And who's going to pay that, by the way? Are you going to go around to all the poor white people working at the Dollar General store or sweeping floors at Pizza Hut, making minimum wage? Are you really going to go to those white people and say, hey, you owe millions of dollars to all the black people because your ancestors, maybe not even your ancestors, but somebody's ancestors owned slaves and ran slave plantations. So you, they're working for minimum wage at McDonald's. You're going to have to pay reparations to wealthy black people too, by the way, like, you know, football stars and NBA stars, because they're black and you're white. So we're going to take a portion of your paycheck to pay reparations. How's that going to fly? It's not. It's insane. Because the principle that's being violated here is a very simple one. That we are not responsible for the actions of people who lived before us. Does that make sense? You're only responsible for your actions after you become essentially an adult, which many people would say age 18. So even as a child, you're not really responsible for your actions because you don't know what's going on. You're not mature enough. Your brain isn't developed enough. But after age 18, you could say, well, now you're an adult. Now you have culpability for something that you do, which is why if you murder somebody, you know, you're held accountable. If you're caught, if you steal, if you lie, if you cheat, if you commit fraud, you're held accountable. But no one has ever been arrested in America for something that their great-great-granddaddy did, you know, four or five generations earlier. Because there is no such thing as transgenerational legal liability. But the reparations push by Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren is about establishing a precedent of transgenerational racial culpability. And if they establish this precedent, it would be a nightmare to try to sort out who pays and who collects. I mean, think about it. What about all the Latino people in America? What about all the Asian people in America? Should Asian people get reparations? Asian people are being discriminated against by Harvard and Yale and all the universities in California, by the way. That's systemic oppression of Asians. Should Asians get reparations too by the university system? You know, what about white people whose ancestors came from Rome, you know, the Roman Empire, where they had white slaves? So people's ancestors were enslaved in the Roman Empire. Should they get reparations today in America because they came from people who were white slaves? What about the white slaves in Brazil? You know, slavery is not limited to people of dark skin color. It's been a part of human history, sadly, for a very long time. We'll talk about this more straight ahead here on CounterThink.com. Stay with me. We'll be back after this break.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed hands down, from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend Coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Continuing here on Counterthink today, you know, on the topic of reparations, if you think about how the government wants to put that in place, or at least Democrats do, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, it really would come down to a white tax. So you would deposit your paycheck in your bank account. Let's say you're a, quote, white person, or you're designated a white person. And even though, by the way, almost all white people in America have 1 or 2% African, blood in them, African genetics, but you would be taxed as a white tax. Your paycheck goes into your bank, and then the government comes along and just takes out a portion of your paycheck and says, well, this is the white tax for being white. And that money gets transferred to the government. Then the government wastes about 80% of that and then hands out 20% to people who are supposed victims of generations of oppression. And, of course, everybody would sign up to try to be a victim. to get that free money. And by the way, here's what's really interesting about this from a science perspective and the history of human civilization or anthropology. Everybody living today came from about a group of about 4,000 people that were all Africans. So the human civilization today, every human being, whether you're Asian or South American or Indian or white or black or you name it, you're all African. We're all African. We all came from Africa because that's where human civilization really originated. Not even civilization, but just the human Homo sapiens originated. And humanity almost didn't make it, by the way. There was a great die-off, at least this is what scientists believe, and the total number of humans living collapsed to only about 4,000 people. And every human being living today can be traced to that group of 4,000 people. So we are all Africans. So I guess that means if we're going to have reparations, then we should all sign up. We should just pay ourselves, right? Which sounds like an Ocasio-Cortez idea. Look, the point is, it's all nonsensical, and any scientific argument would rip to shreds any idea of reparations. Not to mention the moral argument of saying, well, how are you guilty for something that one of your ancestors did? And besides, how are you going to do the math and account for all of this? It doesn't make any sense at all, but this is what the left is up to. Because they're trying to get black votes. Because Donald Trump, his economy has been really amazing for African Americans. His economy has created so many job opportunities for people of color. You know, there are so many jobs now, even us as an employer, we can't find enough people to fill the jobs that we have open. And if you're a black person in America, you've got the best job opportunities ever. Unemployment rates among African Americans are the lowest in history because economic opportunity lifts up all people of all genetic histories and all races. And that's what's happening right now under Trump. So the left is panicking and trying to say, well, gosh, you know, Trump's economy is bad. It's bad to have jobs for black people. We should just hand out money to black people. That's the left's new promise. That's what reparations is all about. Don't work for a living. Don't become self-reliant. Don't earn a living. Don't learn a skill. You don't even need to go to school, according to these leftists. I don't know why they're talking about university tuition should be free, because according to them, you're going to get everything for free anyway. Why do you even need an education or a job? Since the government's just going to give you money because of the color of your skin, the way you were born. They're just going to give you endless money as long as you keep reliably voting for Democrats. They're going to keep the money gravy train flowing. That's what this is all about. And I wonder, by the way, since Kamala Harris, her father went on the record and said that, yeah, they came from a family of slave owners in Jamaica. And Jamaica ran a lot of slaves, by the way. And Kamala Harris, she's the offspring of a slave owner. You know, in essence, I mean, multiple generations in there. So does that mean Kamala Harris, who appears to be a person of color, is she going to pay reparations? Or since she's also, I think her mother is considered, quote, white, even though these designations are nonsense. But so she's partially white and she's partially black, i.e. Jamaican. Is she going to pay reparations to herself? Is she going to take money out of one pocket and put it in another pocket and call that equality? Is that justice? And it, really, if you think about it, every person is partially black and partially white. Like I said, every person is African. If you go back far enough, every person, if you go back far enough, has a murderer in their ancestry. Every person has a rapist in their ancestry. Every person. You know, modern day Asia, almost every person in Asia, or maybe it's half. I'd have to check the stats, but let's just call it half as a rough estimate. Half the Asians living today came from Genghis Khan, a massive rapist who ran around Asia killing, murdering, and raping and producing offspring. So does that mean all Asians are bad because they came from a rapist? No, of course not. It's absurd. But again, every person, if you go back through their ancestry, has some bad person in their history and also good people in their history. Every person. And we are not responsible for the actions of ancestors that came before us. We are only responsible for what we do in our own lives from this day forward. That's what we're responsible for. That's what Trump is focused on, trying to create opportunities so that we can all uplift ourselves and each other and create a better society for all of us and have opportunities for those who wish to work. But you see, there are also a huge number of people who don't wish to work. And this is Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. Remember the original draft of that they put out? Said, well, we should have government free money for people who are unable to work or, quote, unwilling to work. And then they tried to cover that up and say that that was a fake document. No, that was their document. They want to pay money to people who are unwilling to work. Well, guess what? If you're unwilling to work, you probably don't deserve the same rewards as someone who is willing to work. If you're not contributing to society, you shouldn't have as much money as someone who is contributing. But see, the left doesn't believe in that. The left thinks that no one should have to work, that everyone should have equal outcomes regardless of your effort. This is why they want to push an 80% tax rate, because they think the government should just take, you know, $4 out of every $5 that you earn, redistribute it to somebody else, and basically give you the finger for daring to work. How dare you want to rise above other people? This is actually the Ocasio-Cortez argument of why she chased Amazon out of New York City. Their argument was, well, gosh, there's going to be 25,000 jobs in New York City with an average salary of $150K. All that money coming into all those jobs and all those people in New York, their argument was, well, that's going to make property prices go higher. That's going to be bad for the people who are there who aren't making that much money. It's unfair for some people to make $150K, even if it's tens of thousands of people, while other people aren't making $150K. That was their argument. And Ocasio-Cortez chased Amazon out of New York. And then she said that the tax credit that was being offered against Amazon's taxes, $3 billion, that was the credit amount. She thought that that was cash that New York has. And so she said, well, we can spend that $3 billion on something better. What $3 billion? You moron, there's no $3 billion. That was a tax credit against $27 billion that Amazon was going to pay New York in taxes. There is no $3 billion. New York is going broke because the rich people are leaving. Even Governor Cuomo said that. You know, we tax the rich, we tax the rich, we tax the rich, and God forbid the rich leave. Yeah, no wonder. When they're being ruled by idiots and, you know, confiscatory taxes, of course they're leaving. Amazon was actually smart to just pack up and go somewhere else, because who wants to live under the tyranny of New York and people like Ocasio-Cortez? It's insane. We'll be back with more here on Counterthink.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? A month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor's 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshippers? Never! InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
All right, the final segment on Counterthink for today, and thank you for continuing with me on the show here. We're going to talk about the Senate bill to stop infanticide. So there was a bill put forward in the U.S. Senate at the federal level, and the bill said that you can't kill babies that are already born. You would think that every person would say, yeah, that's a good standard. Let's not murder babies. But no, the Democrats opposed it. The Democrats filibustered, essentially. There weren't enough votes. You gotta have 60 votes in the Senate to overcome the filibuster. And since Republicans don't have 60, the vote was only 53-44. So there were 44 senators, almost all Democrats, I think they were all Democrats, that said, no, it's wrong to not murder infants, that they want to make sure that it remains legal to murder babies. Now, I want you to think about this, that two things are happening here. Number one, the Democrats are going insane on their infanticide agenda. And they're becoming the party of serial child murderers. They call it abortion, but it's child murder. I mean, Democrats are serial killers at this point. And secondly, and by the way, they applaud it and they cheer it. They love it. They think this is great. They love being able to murder babies. And they block efforts to outlaw the murder of living human babies. By the way, as a side note, there's no limit on how old a baby can be before it is murdered in the name of abortion. So under New York law and now Vermont, and I think it's being pushed in Connecticut and Virginia and other places, there is no limit to how many months old a baby can be before you can't murder it anymore. So if you're a mother and you're living in a liberal city, you can give birth to a child, you can nurse that child, you can feed that child, you can change diapers and everything. And then, 11 months later, I mean, the child is almost about to have its first birthday. You could say, I'm going to abort this non-viable tissue mass. You could murder your baby, and in New York, you would not be charged with a crime. Isn't that amazing? Because that's who the Democrats are. So the second thing that's happening here is that there is a massively growing, expanding pro-life movement all across America. And I recently announced too that naturalnews.com, which is my website, is a pro-life website. And I'd never said that before, not overtly, but of course we always defended life and we try to protect life, we try to prevent disease and, you know, encourage the health of children and the health of expectant mothers and talk about nutritional solutions and superfoods and cognitive function and all the things that you can do to protect your health. So we've always been pro-life. We're even pro-environment in the greatest sense of the term. We want to protect ocean ecosystems and we want to protect all plant life on earth and the forest. That's why we encourage higher CO2. CO2 is the gas that supports plant life all across the planet. We are pro-life, we are pro-environment, and we are pro-CO2. Carbon dioxide, it's the God molecule for plant life. But we are just part of this growing movement. So many people are now going pro-life because of this. They're like, what? You know, WTF, the Democrats, they cannot oppose murdering children? No, they can't. Because they are murderers. They are sickos and psychos. Child murderers. That's who Democrats are. And it brings up the question today. Every person who is of Christian faith can no longer be a Democrat. And also, any person who is involved in the healing arts, an herbalist, a chiropractor, a massage therapist, a natural medicine doctor, a naturopath, and so on, you cannot be a Democrat any longer, because the Democrat Party is the pro-infanticide party. If your career is healing people and protecting life, you cannot vote for Democrats, because Democrats are child murderers. And that's not even an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole anymore. That is their vote. That's their position. They want to murder children, and they oppose any restrictions on murdering children. So you cannot be, you know, getting to the Christian aspect of this. There are many people who consider themselves to be Christians or Catholics or Protestants or Baptists, you know, all these different factions of Christianity and so on, or people of Judaism, you know, Jews. You cannot be a person of faith anymore and vote for Democrats, because Democrats are murdering children. And believe me, murdering children is a violation of God. It's right there in the Ten Commandments. Doesn't matter what branch of religion you are, murdering children is evil. So people have to reject the Democrats, or they will be rejecting God. One or the other. If you're with the Democrats, you are with Satan. It has come down to something that simple. If you're with God, you have to reject the Democrats. And this is happening. People are becoming pro-life like never before. And the website out there, lifesitenews.com, is gaining readers even though they've been banned and censored everywhere. Oh, by the way, let me mention this censorship issue. You know, I've been banned by Twitter now for over 2 weeks, banned by YouTube for over a year, shadow banned by Google and Facebook and all the tech giants. And yet we continue to gain new audience because people are seeking the truth. It's amazing. But we're launching a new nonprofit organization called Online Civil Rights. The web address is onlinecivilrights.org, because it's a nonprofit program. Onlinecivilrights.org. This is a pro-free speech organization. We're going to work to organize massive class action lawsuits against the tech giants. And online civilrights.org welcomes speech of people, even people with whom we disagree. People, even if you're pro-abortion, you still have the right to speak. Even though I may disagree with you, you still have the right to speak. And so onlinecivilrights.org says, explains that this is a non-denominational, gender-inclusive, you know, politically or apolitical effort. Free speech for everyone. Well, except those who espouse direct violence. Obviously, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. There are some limits of the First Amendment. But everything that is protected by the First Amendment should be allowed online. And that's what online civil rights is all about. Because we've been through these chapters of oppression and censorship throughout history. Adolf Hitler was burning the books. You know, modern day China prohibits any discussion of Tiananmen Square or the Falun Gong meditation group, you know, or religion for that matter. The tech giants are becoming the authoritarian, tyrannical regimes. I mean, they're already there. It's already happened. And they must be opposed. And we are going to work to raise money and get legal representation and file class action lawsuits against Twitter and Apple and Google and Facebook. So check out that. You can sign up for an email there, onlinecivilrights.org. It's a nonprofit effort. You're not going to see any commercial messages there. This is all about protecting freedom of speech for everybody, including those with whom we disagree. Now, that's a principle the left doesn't agree with. They think that if they disagree with you, they will ban you and censor you and block you. And while they claim to be tolerant and diverse, while they're murdering babies. I mean, it's so sick. It's come to the point where if you oppose murdering babies, you will be accused of hate speech. If you support murdering babies, that will be called love by the left. Love wins. It's women's health. You love women. Murder the babies. It's love. That is literally their argument now. And if you oppose murdering babies, that's hate. When you're engaged in hate speech. I mean, think about this, especially the fact that Planned Parenthood was started by a eugenicist, Margaret Sanger, who said that black people are human weeds in her own words, and that she said blacks needed to be exterminated. I mean, you talk about eugenics, you talk about pure evil. That's what Planned Parenthood is all about. That's why they're set up in black neighborhoods, to exterminate black people across America. And if you oppose the extermination of black people, you are accused of hate speech by Twitter or Facebook or Google or what have you. If you support mass murdering black babies, then you are given unlimited speech rights, and it's called love, and it's called progressivism. Because according to the left, it's progress to murder these young black babies. This is how twisted things have become in our society today. And this is why we must all denounce and defeat Democrats forever. As I say, exterminate their ideology, defeat their people. Defeat them at the ballot box. Vote them out of office and keep them out of power forever, and eliminate their ideology, because it is rooted in Satanism and murder and violence against children. It is sick, and we've had enough of it. Thanks for listening today. This has been Counterthink with Mike Adams. Check out all episode archives at counterthink.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by my Patriot Supply.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.